100 years ago today, the largest explosive volcanic eruption of the 20th century happened in Alaska. The Katmai Nova Rupta explosion was 30 times bigger than the Mount St. Helens eruption in 1980. The explosion happened on the Alaska Peninsula, about 100 miles east of Kodiak City. Ash from the eruption would eventually travel as far as the Mediterranean. So much volcanic material was released that it destroyed everything in the surrounding 40 square miles. The volcano decimated Kodiak's fishing industry, destroyed homes, and killed plants and wildlife. KMXT's Jennifer Canfield compiled this account of the eruption. It includes Kodiak residents reading historical letters about the event and a volcano researcher who has studied the eruption.
I'm Judy Feirstein. I'm a research geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park, California. The eruption started at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on June 6, 1912. The eruption lasted for 3 days, and there were three periods of heavy ashfall in Kodiak. The story started when the mail steamer Dora was doing its usual mail run from Uyak to Kodiak. They sailed up the strait on a Thursday on June 6th. The day was nice and clear, so they could see everything that was going on. Just after they turned toward Kodiak, they heard a really big explosion. When they looked back toward the Alaska Peninsula, they saw a big eruption column rising quickly from the direction of Mount Katmai. That's when they saw the big ash cloud, and a few hours later, by 3 or 4 in the afternoon, the ash was getting much closer, and by about 5 o'clock or so, the ash started falling on the deck of the Dora. In the meantime, about 6 o'clock in the evening, the ash started falling at Kodiak, and the people there really didn't know what was happening at first. They could see the big cloud approaching, but they didn't know really what it was or what to expect.
Letter from John Orloff to his wife, Tanya. Kafla Bay, June 9, 1912. My dear wife, Tanya, first of all, I will let you know of our unlucky voyage. I do not know if we'll be alive and well. Every minute we are awaiting death. Of course, don't be alarmed. A hill was erupted near here, so it is covering us with ashes in some places 6 feet and other places 10 feet. All this began on June 6th. Night and day, we light lamps. One cannot see daylight. In a word, it is horrible, and we are awaiting death every minute.
The ash accumulated for many hours, and it didn't let up until the next day. People were complaining of sore eyes, they had breathing problems, the water was undrinkable. The Manning, the Coast Guard cutter that was docked at Kodiak at the time, was a big help to the population. And when there was some break in the eruption, people would stumble down to the Manning and they were given food and water. But no one really knew what was going on, and they were hoping that it would be over. But actually, there were two more events like that that shed ashfall on people of Kodiak. It wasn't until June 9th in the morning that the day dawned clear and no more ash was falling.
Telegraph to the Alaska Commercial Company, San Francisco, California. William J. Erskine, Seward, Alaska, June 10, 1912. The situation in Kodiak is most serious. An immediate aid must be provided or great suffering will result. Use all influence in Washington. Have Manning ordered to remain at Kodiak indefinitely to continue with relief work. It is impossible to ascertain extent of ruin, but Kodiak and Afognak Island and probably many villages on the mainland are buried in ashes.
The ashfall was heavy. It collapsed roofs. There were avalanches of ash off the hill slopes that destroyed homes. Fires were set on houses by lightning. So the people's lives were pretty devastated by this.
United States President William Howard Taft. Information comes of a reliable character that through the action of a volcano in the neighborhood of Kodiak, Alaska, more than 1,000 people are rendered homeless. And unless aid can be given them, they are likely to suffer severely. I ask an immediate emergency appropriation to be expended by the Revenue Cutter Service under the direction of the Secretary of the Treasury. The danger is said to be in the neighborhood of large salmon canneries, and should the streams of the country be clogged and poisoned, as is likely, by the volcanic explosion, loss of life is certain to ensue, unless relief is granted. I recommend that an appropriation of $100,000 be made for this purpose.
Not present in Alaska in 1912 were airplanes. There were no airplanes in 1912 yet. And that's what really made the difference. Because the eruption was so remote, there weren't any people who actually were killed directly from the eruption. However, there's a lot of people who live in Alaska now, and there are millions of dollars of cargo and thousands of passengers that fly over these volcanoes every day. So in Alaska, from these volcanoes out in this area, that's, I think, the biggest danger that people face is ash and aircraft. I think that the state's economy would be brought to a standstill, and the effects would be much more far-reaching than just in Alaska. Consider the recent eruption in Iceland. That was minuscule compared to this one. And it's not just passengers, but also cargo that goes around the world, especially here out of Anchorage.
Judy Feirstein is a geologist at the U.S. Geological Survey. The piece also included historical documents read by Kodiak residents. The eruption occurred 100 years ago today.